What up, everyone? I'm Limitless Hate, and once again, you're on Fugue State. Tonight's episode is dedicated to Sleepy Pony's white-hot rage at coating the back end of the new station setup. Eventually, the skies are all going to clear, it's going to click, everything's going to fall into place, and our end users are going to love the new sound. It sounds so good. So for all of our holdouts out there, y'all stay tuned. It's about to get awesome over the course of the next couple of months. But yeah, fight music tonight. That was Static X with Kill Your Idols. Up next, this one goes out to Scootaloos, out there to Vic, for hooking me up with kind of a lot of Nero for my collection. Found a very nice version of Doomsday, so we're going to go with that. There's some weird, dark, perverted part of me that still considers that a pony song because of the Pinkie Pie Destroys the Fourth Wall video. It's actually kind of haunting. I have nightmares about that stuff. One day, man, one day she's just going to burst through the wall. The world as you know it is over. Up next, we've got Sonic Breakbeat with Kinetic. I'm not even going to call the next one out. You know what this is. fooey. Some people are no fun. That was Alex S. with Play. Up next, man, this guy released exactly 2 songs and then disappeared. So I'd really like to know what happened to him. This is Alex X. Not Alex S., Alex X. with Feeding the Monster. I love that song. My only problem with it is it's a little bit funny on the mastering. Like, especially if I listen to it in my truck, the general soundstage is just compromised. It's entirely fuzzy, and I can't find a better version of the song because the artist has disappeared. So that's when I get a little bit miffed, and I go listen to some Fear Factory instead. I'm happy because I've just listened to Fear Factory, and how could I be mad after kicking it to Archetype? But I think my eyes are glued open now. Up next, we've got Rock's Roll featuring Wubcake from Leo Valor. As far as pony fight songs go, yeah, Essen's up there.
Baby, baby. Frau.
See, that song's awesome, but Maud forgets something. Or at the very least, she's never watched any Dragon Ball Z, because I think we all know, rocks ain't shit. Up next, oh god, I love the soundtrack from Forza Motorsport 2. I never played any of the other ones, but I know Forza 2's soundtrack was just godly. Here's an example. There's Natasha Bedingfield with, if you're gonna jump, the Paul Oakenfold remix. We'll be right back. Still, part of me would be happier if the $60 on Forza Motorsport 2 were spent on its soundtrack and a slideshow of pretty cars. I still somehow think that would have been money better spent. Coming up next, we've got Lion Eyes, our very own Lion Eyes, with Four-Legged Death Machine. The world needs more Sweetie Bot.
The fun begins immediately. The fun levels will be at maximum efficiency. The chances of success are 100%. Phasers too hot. We'll be right back.
Horrible, 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 horrible. Up next, we've got Searle and Johnny with Kamehameha, the Oblivion remix.
We'll be right back.
Literally 80,000 tons of rock were harmed during the making of this song. Speaking of rock, one last jam like that. We've got Prince Whatever with The Fight Within. I'm not much for screamo, but as long as it involves Luna, I think we're okay. Sadly, Ludi Von Beats will not be joining us for his set tonight. He had to cancel, and we hope he feels better very, very soon. I thought about closing this set with the Mortal Kombat song, but no, I couldn't do that, not when this was on the album. This is the Immortals with Chinese Ninja Warrior, Sub-Zero. I'm out after this. Y'all take it easy.